Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Matt Bowen.
Matt, I've been critical of Tom Brady as a broadcaster. I thought he was really good in this game, man.
I think so, too. And I like listening to Brady. I know there's a lot of opinions out there on him. He's just started doing this. It's not an easy thing to do. And look, I've done it at an extremely low level. I called the high school state championships, I think, in 2012. And I was beyond nervous. I went back and watched it. I was terrible. I was absolutely terrible what I was talking about.
I'm having a good time. Not. You ever see that scene in Scanners when that dude's head blew up?
You know, I couldn't pronounce the name right, and then sometimes if I didn't know the last name, didn't know how to pronounce it, I'd say, oh, good play by number 41.
But the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. Let's check out the highlights. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
One favor, though. Could you find those games that you did in 2012, you said, those high school games?
That was bad. It was so bad that, like, there's, like, keys to the game that came up on the screen. The guy next to me, like tapped me on the shoulder, like, hey, you have to talk about this. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
What I'm doing.
And hello, everyone. Matt Rodewald, as we get set for our final game, we'll send it upstairs to Dave Bernard and Matt Bowen. Guys,
these two teams here tonight, Mark Harmel and Glenn Bard North.
Now, Stortle will have to be big. And their entire defense will. Let's put the entire defense on the keys for Glenn Bard North.
I did the fifth inning for the Cubs.
You ended up doing the game alone and didn't know that you were doing the game alone?
There's a plane overhead. Folks, it's possible that my broadcast partner today, Ron Coomer, is on that very flight.
And the Rangers were playing their scrubs. I didn't even have a Rangers roster. I was like, was scrambling. It was terrifying.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
The official adventures of... Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 o'clock, and we are doing a lot of fun stuff on today's show. Herb Howard is going to have a Bears report for us at 5 o'clock. Barry F. Rosner is going to be on the show at 3:25 to talk about hockey and maybe other stuff that we will throw at him as well. We are going to talk about Caleb and the things that he had to say today at the podium. We'll follow up on our conversation with Matt Bowen yesterday, which was just incredible, and seeing the feedback on socials from people and them kind of sharing their experience of when it was over and when you were told, no, you're done. It is really kind of heartwarming, so I think it's worth us doubling back on
as a show. We'll turn the page at 3 o'clock and we'll take a look at the North. In fact, we'll take a look at the North a little earlier. Like before we turn the page, Spiegs,
yeah,
we do need to mention one final thing from the Bears Vikings game, which may sound a little familiar to Bears fans.
We will do that in a few minutes for sure. Talk about some units. Also, the MLB media writes big news story today. We need to go through that together a little bit later on. But Lawrence, you've been holding on to this idea of why not the Bears? And maybe it's a bit connected to the way the Vikings ran to 14-3 and made the playoffs last year. And you got to the end of the year and you're like, are they any good? Like, well, I don't know. And I don't know for sure. Like, teams do this in the NFL, and the first place Bears could be on their way. And maybe there's some help coming back, right?
Yes. Well, by the way, Alex is here. Tanny is here. And that man was Matt Spiegel.
Still am. Gonna be that way all day. Damn it.
Hello. All damn day.
All damn day.
The reason that I keep bringing up, like, for the last couple of weeks, and I'll come in on a Monday and I'll say, guys, isn't the NFL weird right now? Like, it's really strange right now. What's going on? The teams that you think are really good are taking steps backwards, and some of them are not in the playoffs. If the playoffs started today, teams that you expect to be there. And it might just be one of those strange years. Now, look, the Eagles are the Eagles. They have built an entire identity on winning football games the way that they're winning football games. But we also know that they have it in them to put up 40 points in a game. We saw them do that in two Super Bowls under Jalen Hurts, that they can put up points and they can put up yards and all of that stuff. But you look around and you go, well, wait, Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor are going to be in the top 10 for MVP or offensive player of the year. And you go, oh, well, Sam Darnold, even when he was bad on Sunday, and they still were a kick away from winning the game. You look around the NFL and go, maybe this is just a little bit of an off year. Strange things have been happening. Guys have been getting hurt. And so it opens the door for possibility. And that's all I'm trying to say on the Bears, is that the reason that I don't poo-poo what their record is because you have to be in a position to take advantage of, hey, this team's not good. Hey, this team is missing their quarterback. The way that we talk about that in the reverse with the Bears, and the way that we hear the folks at Halas Hall over the last few years go, no one is crying for us. No one is going to give us a break because we haven't figured the quarterback spot out, or our quarterback is out, or our best defender is out. I think that it allows for more room to be optimistic about things because of how strange the 2025 season is playing out.
I think that's absolutely true. And even though your quarterback does not necessarily look like a guy who is ready, or maybe the whole offense is ready to put up 35, 40 points a game in the way that you dream you need to, you are the number one running team in the NFL since the bye. You're the number one offense in the NFL since your bye. The coach has adjusted and is playing and coaching in a way that this team can win. And it'll only be better if the defense is fully armed with everything you need. It could make it, because if you can run the ball and play elite defense and take the ball away and, you know, be a secondary that's tough to throw on, then you can win a lot of games. The Instagram post yesterday from footdoctor.mo. You know, I'm a longtime follower of footdoctor.mo. Alex, you are too, right? You follow footdoctor.mo?
Yes, I have problems with my feet, so you always give me good advice.
So, wow, they're like really soft.
Rex Ryan, big fan of footdoctor.mo. But he's posted rehab videos of Jalen Johnson over the past few years. Yesterday, he posted a clip of Jalen doing exercises with the caption, quote, "He's ready," unquote. So, Lawrence, doesn't that make you want to wait for the injury report today and see what kind of practice Jalen was able to do as the window has been opened last week?
Yeah, the fact that they even listed him as questionable last week stood out to me as something that was unexpected. And getting him back would be great. They clearly need depth. They've had some good performances on a game-to-game basis from guys in their defensive backfield, and Sean Wright last week and a couple of weeks ago, and
Obviously, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has done a really good job of filling in for Kyler Gordon. Speaking of Kyler Gordon, he is now in the ramp-up phase. He is now in the 21-day ramp-up phase. So when you start talking to me about what does the injury report look like, that is something that is absolutely on my mind. The idea that Kyler might be able to be a part of this thing, and then what it looks like if he is. Like, that's some cool stuff. And I think it might make people think differently of the Bears, Speaks, that if they can get back to being healthy on defense.
Yep. And if Dennis Allen has a chance to use C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Kyler Gordon and maybe eventually Jalen Johnson all in his secondary, goodness, that could be some fun. Ben Johnson spoke on it today on Kyler's 21-day window for potential activation opening today.
With Kyler's window opening, what do you sort of anticipate shaking out the nickel? And has CJ done enough that you want to get both those guys out?
Yeah, I mean, I think CJ is definitely a playmaker. And so he's a guy that we're going to want on the field. And when we feel good about Kyler being ready, we'll make sure we have a good plan in place in terms of how we set that up.
And with Kyler and Jalen, how do you keep your tabs on their readiness in the coming weeks, or you just rely on support staff to let you know when they're good to go?
Yeah, we have a plan. We have a plan in place. It's something that we had a lot of trust in the support staff, just like you mentioned, between the training room and then our sports science department. We'll make sure that we're acclimating them properly. And last thing we want to do is put a player in a spot where he could potentially hurt himself again. So we'll be very smart about that. But at the same time, I know that they want to be out there and they're pushing hard to be game ready, whether that's this week or not. But we're doing all of our due diligence to make sure we're smart about it.
Does the depth that you have at that position, though, in the secondary give you maybe a little bit longer of a leash before activating those guys, potentially the need to not feel to rush them back?
Well, I mean, we feel good about the depth in all of our positions. And we've been saying all along, guys that are on the practice squad to guys that were special teamers to start the season, whenever their number gets called and we need to count on them for however long we need to count on them, they need to be ready. And so I think that's been an example of that. You know, I think we've had some good play there in the back end. McLeod's been a guy that comes to mind. He goes out there and he battles every single day. Nickel, outside corner, I'm really proud of what he's been able to put on tape, and he just competes his tail off. And so, we clearly want them back. They're really good players, and they will certainly help us out. But I think the guys in their stead have been doing a heck of a job.
So not shedding light on where exactly Kyler might play if they ask him to be outside or split some nickel duties or get wackier, more creative. Not shedding light on that particular aspect just yet.
Well, the cool thing about it is that theoretically you could slow play it. Like, you could say, okay, we've got Kyler on a pitch count today. And because CJ's played so well, you don't want to give away everything by being like, well, CJ doesn't have as much positional flexibility as Kyler does. So when Kyler's out there, then Kyler's the outside guy. But I tell you, you could play around with this. You could play around and have some three deep going on. You could do some Legion of Boom stuff with CJ out there along with Jaquan and Kevin Byard. Like, I bet Dennis Allen is so excited about the possibilities of what he could do with more playmakers on defense and then how he can deploy them to make life a living hell for the offenses that he's going up against.
Man. That's pretty fun to think about, the different ways that you could utilize all those guys. And it would absolutely amp up. Because right now when I say, oh, they're winning games by running the ball and playing defense, you're like, but is the defense good enough? Because they don't really rush the passer super well. But if they had like a crazy Legion of Boom style secondary that you felt awesome about, that would make the whole thing feel a little bit better. We'll turn the page at the top of the hour and look at the Steelers in detail, including some defensive back flexibility that they've had to do with a very, very highly paid, well-known superstar on their team.
Speaks, is one of the teams in the NFC North in crisis? Because it feels like after what happened this weekend and
some of the response to what happened this weekend, kind of feels like things are falling apart for one team in the NFC North.
You know what's really nice? It's not us.
Yes, it's nice that it is not the Bears.
Yeah.
So that narrows it down to three other teams. You think about who it might be, and we will share with you next here on The Score.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Three game balls. Number one is this, man. We don't get that field goal. It's not for Duvernay.
Man, all that mattered was getting that next one, and I was just, you know, happy I could help you guys out.
Yes, sir.
And now all that matters is the next one.
Yes, sir.
Devin Duvernay had a very important play in the Bears' win on Sunday. If he doesn't come up with that, 57-yard return, I don't know if the Bears rally and win the game. So luckily, he was the right man at the right time and took care of business when he had an opportunity to make a play, Speaks.
Duvernay! The Bears were not good in kickoff return yardage before that play. They've now vaulted up to, I think, the low 20s, maybe the high teens around the NFL. But yeah,
everyone can see that.
Yeah.
But it's my unit. I always take responsibility for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad HT takes responsibility for his unit. The only guy who looks at his unit more closely than him is Lawrence. Lawrence is a dissector of the Bears' special teams, and you've carved out that niche, and I think it's a good one.
I would say Patrick Manley is probably ahead of me in that regard.
That's probably true.
He is paying attention to what's going on with the special teams unit for sure, and we enjoy our conversations with him. But the thing is if I didn't tell you that this was not Richard Hightower, you would think that this was Richard Hightower. This is Vikings special teams coordinator Matt Daniels getting his 5 minutes on at the Chuckle Hut, telling you what. What had happened was with the Vikings special teams.
Be quite honest with you, I've been in the league now 8 years, played football a long time in this league, and you know, I've never felt the way I felt after that football game. No, never, because you just look at the play, what happened, and again, you just rather get beat a different way. I just rather lose a different way. Like, if they took that ball up the sideline and hit it on us, you know, I would be able to live with that. But, yeah, it was tough.
They blocked it up pretty well. And
yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, there was, you know, no disrespect or anything. A lot of respect for what the Chicago Bears, you know, their unit, Devin Duvernay, all this and that. But, I mean, it could have been anybody. You know, son, if you got a son or anybody, like, I mean, all he did was just catch it and run back to the field. You know, and you know, everybody just kind of got washed inside, and it wasn't anything that they did more so than a lack of us maintaining our leverage and keeping the football on inside shoulder is a result of what ended up happening.
Shut up.
It could have been anybody. You got a son? Is he asking people if they have a son and maybe they could have gone out there and done it?
That kind of feels like disrespect, doesn't it?
No disrespect. He didn't mean any disrespect, but F you and your unit is what he's saying.
No disrespect, but I'm going to disrespect it to the point of saying that anyone's son who's here in this room could have done what Devin Duvernay did in the game. That's...
So, at special teams coach, very unhappy with his unit. And, like, Alex thinks the whole place is imploding. Thinks the whole Vikings thing is imploding and it's falling apart.
I do, and it's surrounding the quarterback. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Chris Carter, Pro Football Hall of Famer, responded to an Emmanuel Acho tweet, which highlighted the last drive put together by J.J. McCarthy and the throw that he made at the end of the game, and said that he has a clutch gene. And Chris Carter responded, quote, "Did you watch the first 59 minutes? Then Greg Holcomb, who is J.J. McCarthy's personal coach in the offseason, responded, "Effing clown" to Chris Carter.
Wow.
Then,
wow.
Today, Greg Holcomb puts out an apology letter on Twitter that 30 minutes later gets deleted. And then he comes out and says, "I was told to delete the letter, but I still apologize to Chris Carter."
See, now, but that's not the Vikings. That's Viking satellites. But, you know, I mean, that's hilarious. What is clear is that J.J. McCarthy...
The idea of calling Chris Carter a clown.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's clear is that J.J.'s not good. And Kevin O'Connell's been blowing smoke about J.J. and being so positive all year long about J.J. That was in the Mike Sando article that, like, Ben is being honest about Caleb and O'Connell's been blowing smoke about J.J. Two different approaches. I don't think Kevin's is working right now.
Yeah, well, he got very honest about J.J., and we're going to get to that in our next segment for Turn the Page.
Oh.
There was some spicy audio from Kevin O'Connell about J.J. McCarthy this week.
Right there.
That is a tease. Speegs, I have the Bears injury report in front of me.
Oh, I knew it was coming out. It always comes out at like 2:50 right before we turn a page. So what do we got? Wednesday is big time rest day for the veterans for the Bears. We've learned this.
It is, and a lot of veterans got some rest. So here it is. Jaquan Brisker did not practice with a shoulder. Kevin Byard, rest. Hashtag old. Tremaine Edmonds did not practice with the groin injury. TJ Edwards, again, no practice for him. And the Bears did sign a linebacker yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
They probably needed for reps at this point. So TJ still did not practice with the hand. Grady Jarrett, rest. Hashtag old. Noah Sewell with the elbow did not practice. Drew Dahlman did not practice. Oh, he was limited to practice with a knee. Kyler Gordon back at practice in a limited basis with the calf.
So anybody who doesn't know, just Kyler designated to return, so his 21-day window is opened. So Kyler's a possibility to be activated. Maybe not right away, but he's a possibility. Go ahead.
Travis Homer was limited in practice with the hamstring. Jalen Johnson was limited in practice with the groin. Tyreek Stevenson was limited with a hip and a calf. Hmm. DeAndre Swift was limited with a hip, but this has kind of become a thing where DeAndre Swift is either not practicing or is limited in practice early in the week, and then he's always available unless he's not. And Darnell Wright was limited in practice today with a pectoral injury.
All right, so Jalen practicing again, even though it's just limited, but after practicing last week, Jalen return is absolutely on the table for this weekend, right? I mean, it's like...
You would think.
You would think so. I mean, Foot Dr. Mo, who I continue to follow breathlessly, saying that he's ready last night. But, you know, Jalen, all the hinting, and now like a second week of practice, how much does he need? We could get to Friday, and we'll see. We might get a questionable. That's what we got last week. Jalen on the table. I'd be surprised if Kyler goes, but, man, it'd be amazing to have Jalen back this weekend.
The things that you can do there, too, you know, getting Jalen effectively cuts off a half of the field.
Whew, man.
People don't like throwing at him. And it allows there to be even more competition for the corner who's going to be on the other side
of him. And if you're one of those people that believes that Tyreek Stevenson is best when pressured, there's some pressure that ends up being put on him to keep other guys off the field with Jalen returning and reclaiming the top spot.
Yeah, and if Tyreek can't go because he was hurt this past game and he's limited, you know, having at least one of those guys would be a very nice touch against the Steelers. But let's figure out exactly what we have with the Steelers here, shall we? I think so.
You ready to turn the page?
It's time. I mean, now that we blasted the Vikings one more final time and relived the Duvernay, I think we can do it.
All right, we are going to turn the page. We're also going to take a look at the North, where Alex has promised spicy KOC sound about his quarterback. All of that is coming up next here on The Score.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.